Swonk. This is a tale about family, holidays and love in all its many shapes and forms. Our family were holidaying in caravans in Prestatyn, North Wales for 2 weeks. On the first Sunday, when we met on the sunny beach for breakfast, my auntie whispered, "Met a nice couple of blokes last night. Said you'd pop down to meet them about 3 o'clock this afternoon. All right." What could I say? I just nodded as my insides turned to blancmange. I was 18, had only just left an all-girls school and knew nothing about boys, other than what I'd read in magazines. So I put on a skirt which barely covered my bum, wore too much copper-toned foundation and never let my mum know where I was going. They were sitting outside my auntie's caravan when I arrived. I guess they were nice enough, but fairytale princes they were not. We chatted about the sun and the caravans, and Bryn, the shorter one, said, "Let's go for a walk." We walked in the sunshine as he told me all about his farm where they bred horses in rural Wales. I loved horses and I loved his lyrical voice. Everything he said sounded like a poem. We spent most of the week together, just chatting and walking. He won me a teddy bear at the fun fair and bought me candy floss and ice cream. Mum wasn't speaking to me, so I spent most of the week with Bryn or my auntie. The boys were only at the camp for 1 week. And so on the Saturday, we said a tearful goodbye, his, not mine, and I promised to write. As the train pulled out of the station, he shouted, "Rindigarudu, I love you." No boy had ever said that to me before, so I felt really pleased with myself and spent most of the following week with my dreamy auntie, talking about love and romance and fairy tales, as my mum was much more interested in roast dinners and bingo. When I arrived home, there were 2 letters from him on the doormat with "Swalk," sealed with a loving kiss around the edge of the flap. He had written in both Welsh and English, mentioning it was a good idea if I began learning his language, as his gran only spoke Welsh. Unbeknown to me, Auntie had asked him to stay in her flat in East London for the weekend in October. So I joined them, and I did tell my sulking mum this time. We went to London, which he hated. He couldn't stand the noise and the crowds and loathed the tube. He told me that in his village, if you held hands, you were as good as engaged, and so I'd best arrange to visit his family. I began to feel a little bit trapped and was really glad when he returned to Wales. As at 18, I wasn't ready for marriage or a boring life in rural Wales, and gradually we stopped writing. I did like him, but still had a lot of growing up to do. I needed to learn that princes, like love, come in many different shapes and forms, and fairy tales are best left for the books.